Psalm 36, I'll just read the first four verses. The subject tonight is cyberbullying. Cyber simply means the culture of computers and technology. Johnny is an expert. Since I was a wee boy, he had a computer. Before people had cars, he knew how to work a computer. And it's the day and age in which we live. And I just observed tonight, who else got a telephone? I just observed at the back tonight, if the lights went off, you wouldn't need to panic because all the lights on your phone would light the whole place up. Psalm 36. Psalm 36, the first four verses. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Just a few verses. We could read through the scriptures many times about wickedness, about evil, about wrong, about people who made God angry. Especially, now this cyberbullying is just a form of bullying. If I were to ask you all to close your eyes and ask all these questions, it would be surprised. It wouldn't surprise me, but it would surprise you how many people this is relevant to. What is bullying? Well, traditional bullying, when I went to schools, I look back upon my high school, and I had a fight with every single boy in my school. And you had a fight because you were challenging something, but after that you just played football and you sat beside him and you talked to him. You didn't fall out for life. Boys are not females. That's the difference. Men can have a good fight, shake hands and go and eat chips together and still throw them at each other. Girls go and panic, and that's life. Traditional bullying, when you see a wee chubby boy, wee fat boy, you would say, look at that wee fat boy. You can't do that. Please don't tell your teachers I said this. But that's what traditional bullying was. If you see a girl with freckles or a girl with goggles, at the front, I'm just saying this is like with round things that you can see through like windows in the front of her eyes, you would say, look at him or her. They're wearing glasses. I'm going back 30 years ago. And that's what people then you could get laughed at. You go home and you go, what's wrong? Nothing. What's wrong? Nothing. And my dad would say, what's wrong with you? And they would tell you, you wouldn't tell him, but he got it, he shook it out of you. Then you say, when he does that, you hit him a good kick. These are not rules for today. These are rules in the old days. Now it's different. Today, years ago, you could see your bully in the classroom. You'd peep in. Oh no, he's there. Oh no. But see, when 3 o'clock came and you finished school, that was the end of the bully until 9 o'clock the next morning. You could go home and you could sleep. You could snore. You could do what you want. You could eat pizza in bed as long as your mum didn't come. But see now, you can't hide from the bully. Do you know why? Because he's in your phone. Who takes their phone to their bedroom with them? Be honest now. Put your hands down. Who doesn't? It's easy for me to count that way. Nobody. Ha. That goes to prove you can't hide from your bully. He even comes up with you to bed. Who sleeps with one eye open and one eye on their phone? Yes? And you don't get half slept because you keep watching your phone. And if somebody's after you, they're going to get you because when you wake up, your light's flashing. That means there's a message. Isn't it? That's the way it works. It's terrible. It's actually quite serious. I know it's quite fun in a way we're talking about it. But there are hundreds and thousands and probably millions of people around the world terrified to go to bed at night, to go home at night, because the bully is after them. Very, very cruel. And today, more than ever, people don't care for God, they have no respect for God, and there's no fear for the Lord. So when they get something in their mind to go against someone, they will go full force at them. And people are easy to contact, because when they get your number, you're not going to change your number every time somebody falls out with you. Or the phone paper company will tell you to go and get a new phone company. And you'll end up running out of phone companies. The number you have, that's your phone number. So there's traditional bullying. It's a people who gang up on the innocent. It's a form of gossiping, a form of slandering. It's a form of destroying someone. Years ago, people would have done that verbally. and gossip and whisper. They still do that, but we're talking about cyberbullying, using computers and telephones and technology to do that. And human nature is, when you hear something, you will believe it. Because there's an old saying, mud sticks. And no matter how innocent you are, when somebody starts spreading gossip or slander about you, it's going to affect your life. The question is, young people, when that happens, we're talking about people who have been bullied here, and maybe you're one of those bullies, so it's equally applicable. It destroys people, and it's very effective. That's why Old Faithful, never ever run away from Old Faithful. We're talking about the book. I know sometimes in nowadays we can use our phones, and that's okay, there's nothing wrong with that. But the danger is, when you use your phone for a Bible, the moment your phone goes beep, or your light flashes, who sometimes reads your Bible? Put your hand up. Who reads the Bible on their phone? It's okay. We're not going to shoot you with a water pistol. That's okay to do that. But be honest, those people, if you're reading your Bible and your phone goes, or it goes, bing, bing, who's going to flick from the Bible into the messenger? Are you going to do that? Are you going to go, no, in the beginning, go, for God's a little bit, what happens? Sorry, you don't even need to do that nowadays. You see this here? Really fast. Some people think it's so advanced you used to use 10 fingers to type. Now you just need one finger to text. It's just a thumb. You do that. That's why it's important never to get away from the written, as in the paperback Bible. It's important that. Gossiping in the olden days, I remember, not gossiping, bullying. I have a twin brother. His name's Colin. I'm Colin. My twin brother's not Colin. He said to me one time, these people are really annoying me and they're pushing me and they're doing all these sorts of things. And he says to me, come and sit beside me at lunchtime at dinner. I said, why? And he says, because they're always stealing my food. I never knew that. I sat beside him and he said, he's going to come and he always takes a handful of my chips. And he says, tell me when he's going to do that. I said, how do you know he's going to do that? He says, he does it every day. That's the days you can have chips every day. It was great. And I said to him, he said, that's him there. And he says, I said, he's coming. He said, I know. Tell me the moment he puts his hand over my shoulder. Don't try this at home, by the way. Try it in school. I'm watching like this here. He goes, he's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He goes, he's coming towards you. Shh. I'm shaking. He goes, he says, tell me when the moment he lifts his hand, he goes, now, and my brother, the fellow goes, like us here, my brother lifts his fork. Whack! I said, brilliant! Who's next for free chips? Come on over! He never done that. You can't do that again. You end up in youth prison if he's, there's red sauce everywhere, free ketchup. You can't do that today. But that was the bullying we were against. Then my brother was in all these mates, all the farmers in the country, and they were walked about and pushed everyone. And it was a way of fun. But kids would have came to me and said, tell your brother's friends to stop pushing me and bullying me and all these things. It was physical. But we're talking about cyberbullying today, and it's not physical. Quite often you'll not even know who the person is. But they'll get you and they'll want you and they will destroy you. Whoa, that was late. Bless you. Cyberbullying, it's all about excluding people. There's words called flaming and trickery, and it's all online to destroy you, to get into your mind, to affect you. And it's not just young people, it's adults, it's older people. For example, all your friends in a group, how would you feel you're all in the group, and all your friends are in a group on WhatsApp, and you've been excluded? That makes you feel really special, doesn't it? You feel like you're doing somersaults. It's not. You feel unwanted, and you feel less big. And don't forget, the devil's alive and well, believe me, because he kicks you every day if you're walking with him. And the devil wants to make you feel a guest, and he wants you to challenge the Lord and ask the question, why? 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 Why am I not being accepted, and why are they doing this? Such things today, it's not computers, it's mobile phones. That is a computer in the smallest firm. Who's got Facebook? Who doesn't have Facebook? Good. Well, I'm pleased. But see, some days when you get older, you might get it. Facebook is probably the most popular social media out there. And people spend hours and hours and hours just flicking through, flicking through, flicking through. Who uses text message? It's a good way to learn how to type, isn't it? Instagram, Messenger, Viber, WhatsApp, Twitter. Who's got a Twitter account? Apart from Johnny. No, that's okay. I don't really know what these mean, but they all mean the same thing. It's social media, and you can't get away from it. As you get older and you get into high school, you're going to set up a Facebook account. That's what happens. And all of a sudden, you're going to add all these friends. And one day, this is going to be relevant tonight, especially when so many of you don't have it. Before you could run away and hide from your enemies, but when somebody wants you, and often it's because of jealousy, because of who you are, or what you've got, or the friends you have, and this person wants to get you. So quite often, it happened. This is how serious it is. This young fella, 16 years old, Northern Ireland, and this girl befriends him. Add friend. Messaging each other all the time. And then with phones today, she said, send me pictures of yourself. And went on and on and on. And he said, send me a naked picture of yourself. And this guy done that. Then the girl said, I'm going to make this spiral. I'm going to send this to all your friends on Facebook unless you give me a huge sum of money. The guy had no money. And the girl said, you've got 24 hours to give me the money or this is going to go spiral all around your friends. Do you know what happened that night? That young fella committed suicide. One of over 300 young people in Northern Ireland. You never read about that. They don't put it on the news and newspapers because it plays in young people's minds, teenagers. And see that girl? It wasn't even a girl. It was a criminal who befriended that young man and played him and destroyed him and ruined him. And now he's dead. So many young people, whenever the police go and investigate the cause of death, it's often because of what they can find on their mobile phone. Bullying. Bullies. Bullying them, destroying them until there's no way out. And they end up ruining and taking their own lives in the trees, in the garage. And who's left? Their mothers, their fathers, their grandparents, their brothers, and their sisters. Ruined for life because of an innocent young person in total despair. And quite often, it's because of cyberbullying. The cruelty and the wickedness of the heart of man and of people. A bully is someone who wants to hurt others. Today, young people have their phone with them pretty much 24/7. Who looks at their phone? I'm going to go 1 to 5, 1 hour a day, 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day. On average, young people look at their phone 3 hours a day. You might think, no, they don't. You think about it. From 20, you wake up in the morning, to your school, at home, at your dinner, in the evening, then when you go to your bed, whether it's playing games or been online or whatever. It's very, very addictive. And you add all these friends, and this is what eventually happens. But some facts, 1 in 4 people have been bullied in some form, whether cyberbullying or bullying at school. 70% have seen online bullying. High school people have seen it or heard about it or know someone who has been. 80% of teenagers at a school use their phone over 3 hours a day. 3 hours a day. Only 1 in 10 people inform their parents because they're embarrassed. Maybe they're not close. The parents might shout. But I'm telling you now, for the sake of your own life, to see if somebody bullies you online, the last thing you want to do is confront them because it makes it worse. It used to be in the old days you confronted them and you chinned them and you challenged them, but you can't do that. I would go and tell your teacher and tell your parents or tell your friend, because if you don't, the person will come at you and at you and at you. Sometimes by exposing them, you're actually helping them to realize how dangerous what they're actually doing. What saith the scriptures? That's just the way of something we want to say at the start. But the Bible is the book we need to turn to for the answers in all things. Answers in life. Two references. The first one is a Psalm. Turn back to it, please. Psalm 36. The Bible, of course, does address harassment and those who delight in hurting others. Every character in the Bible was bullied in some form. David, a man after God's own heart, a man who became king. We know him for being the famous shepherd boy who took on the giant and beat him. We know him as the king of Israel, as a man after God's own heart. Did you know he was on the run for years after King Saul, the moment he killed Goliath, when everyone was praising David more than Saul? David spent nights in the caves, in the forest, in the mountains, years on the run from Saul, because Saul was a bully who wanted to kill David. And if that happened to David, none of us are excluded from him. Was Joseph excluded from bullying? His brothers were so hard on him they were going to kill him. He was even put into the prison. Was Paul, the great preacher, the great evangel? Everywhere he went, they talked about him, they gossiped about him, they tried to lay hands on him to pull him apart and to kill him. So the Bible is totally up to date. Daniel was thrown into the lion's dens by the big bullies who hated him and tricked him because he wanted to pray to his God. So whenever you're a Christian, if you're going on with God, this is very relevant. People's not going to come up to your face and call you names, and they're not going to make faces at you. They might do that, but the real way they hurt people today is through the phone. Because they sit and they hide behind this screen, and they know what they're doing. And they're hurting you, they're affecting you, they're affecting your sleep, they're affecting your mental health, and they'll end up destroying you. They'll end up destroying you. That's how serious it is. And many young people can't even sleep in their beds at night because of fear. Because they're afraid of what they'll wake up to and what they'll walk into. And it's terrible. It's cruelty. And it's sin. And it's off the devil. And young person, whenever you get saved and you mean business with God, you become an active target for the devil. But one of the greatest verses in the Bible, don't forget, is greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When the devil comes at you, you must pray against him and ask the Lord to help you deal with it. Psalm 36, verse 1, you could call this online wickedness. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. The Christian children are taught to fear God. But these people say, I don't fear anyone. I don't fear God. We hear today about God being a loving God, God being a God of love. He is a loving God. He is a God of love. But very often you'll read how people made God angry. And people made God very, very cross. And one day, this man made God so cross. Korah, God opened up the road and swallowed him and all his friends up and closed the road over again. People makes God angry. Sin makes the Lord angry. The transgressor lacks and shows no compassion whatsoever for the person they're trying to get. No love in their heart, no compassion. In their heart, they don't even believe God can see them. They think, nobody can see me, I can do what I want, I'm in my room, I'm addicted to what I'm doing, and God can't even see me. They try to play God. But the Bible says the eyes of God go to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeing everyone and everything at the same time. I love taking questions from children, and they would say, how can God see everyone at the same time? Because the Bible says God can see everyone at the same time. How can God save people all over the world? God can do anything. He can do anything because he's God, and it's wonderful. And these people hide behind their screens. They believe no one will see them. They believe no one will catch them. And these cyber bullies have no fear of God. No fear of God. And that's why, and look at verse 2 of Psalm 36. This person, he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. Hateful. They're full of hatred. Cyberbullies, excuse me, they flatter themselves in their own hearts. They think what they're doing is all right. They think what they're doing is okay. They don't care about you. Don't care about people. They convince themselves that it's okay. But they're defaming the person. They're harassing them. And they get great pleasure in doing so. Who loses out? It's the person who is at the other end of it. And if you're at the other end of it and go through your life, you need to tell someone. I used to be against this principle. Don't squeal. Don't tell. But as you get older and a wee bit wiser, you realize your own health, your own testimony is important. And I would not take it. Now, if somebody started that, you have to tell them. You have to speak to people who can speak to them to get it sorted out for your own testimony's sake. Because, see, your testimony, it's all you've got. Believe it or not, young people, you do change. Hands up. Who stands in the front of the mirror and is 100% delighted with what they see? I can't see one hand. Is there one hand? Is there at least one? None? Sure there's not. And yet these people are going to make you feel even worse. You can't help the way you look. You can't help that. When you wake up in the morning and you see a big spot in the end of your nose, that's life. You can't do anything about it. Or you'll make it worse. That's what they say. But you see these people, they start playing your mind and they start affecting your heart and they start affecting everything. Your mental state, and it will crush you and crush you and crush you. And that's how cruel they are, and they don't even care about you. Because you'll go through school and you'll probably never see them again. That's why you need to go to your teachers. Schools are really well advanced today. They've got people in place to deal with this. But they're not mind readers. They can't read your mind. They don't know this is happening. And it's good to go to them in the QT and say, this is what I've got. Especially if it's in your phone. It's proof of what the person's doing. Then they can sit, talk to them. They can get the police to deal with them. And they can protect you from doing that. It's very, very important. Cyberbullies not only work alone, they will get others to join them. If they really hate you and they really want you, they will try to influence other people to believe what they're doing is the right thing. It's so scary and so powerful and so forceful. They will lie about their victim. They will lie to them. And it's a form of abuse. They are abusing you by playing with your mind. And see, when you go through, hands up who sleeps really well. Keith, hands up who doesn't sleep really well. That's the rest of you. The Bible says, who dreams? The Bible says a dream, in Ecclesiastes, a dream hath come through the multitude of business. It means when your body's resting, your mind's going, trying to catch up on everything. And see, if you can sleep well, and you can sleep the whole night through, it's a lot to be thankful for. I'm telling you. See, when you toss and turn and your mind's going, I would challenge you to see your phone. Who's got a password in their phone? Everyone. Well, then leave it downstairs till you come back, because there's one thing for certain. If you're going to go to school the next morning, you have to go downstairs unless you climb out the window. Leave it downstairs. And when you go upstairs, use that time to sleep and to do your prayers and to do your reading. Without going on your phone, I guarantee you'll sleep a lot longer and you'll sleep a lot better and you'll be healthier for it. Because nobody's going to go on your phone and go, ha, look, I'm going to send all these messages to all her friends. Free trips to my house tomorrow night, come. But don't tell me. Oh, you can really do that, you can. Well, you could. Do you know what I mean? Some people go to bed with their phone like a pillow. And they wake up in the middle of the night, and maybe it's because somebody's at you, and you're worrying, what are they saying about me now? What are they doing? What are they saying? And young people, it will devour you. It will eat you. It will destroy you. You need to run as fast as you can. And it's a form of addiction. Your phone becomes like a best friend to you. And you get so addicted to your phone, and what people are saying, you can hardly look someone straight in the eye when you're having a conversation with them. Social communication is going down because people are so addicted to their phones, and often because of what people are doing and saying. Turn over to Proverbs chapter 6. We could turn to many, many portions. Just Proverbs chapter 6, please, verse 17. These are things that God hates. For those people who think that God is only a God of love, we read things hateful to God, and there are 7 of them just in this portion. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 17. Some of the things God hates: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. God hates a lying tongue. A liar, the Bible says, shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. That's how much God hates lies. Cyberbullying promotes lies, fabrication. They lie, harass, and condemn the innocent. And maybe you're not one of these people, but you maybe have a friend who's been harassed. Well, use it to help and instruct them. Proverbs 6 verse 18, and a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift in running to mischief. This is a cyberbully. He thinks, what can I do to cause mischief, to cause embarrassment, to cause hatred? Their lies are wicked. And the Bible says God hates the liar. God hates the work of these people. And I've said before, most suicides amongst teenagers around the world and in this country, I think in 2015 there was over 300 teenagers. Not people, teenagers took their own lives. And often it's traced back to people cyberbullying them, saying, thinking you're not good enough, and warning them it's going to go viral if they're going to publish it. And the cyberbully, they use these wicked devices and they lie to hurt people. Their imagination takes control of them. All they want to do is destruct and destroy. And they trick other people into sympathy, feeling sorry, saying, I'm trying to help these people. They don't. They twist the truth whenever they're caught on. They try to get good, well-meaning people on their side, and then they'll walk away from it. It's so real. And once they do this, they use the influence of these people to destroy the victim. The innocent victim who is a part of the person who's being destroyed. They will twist, manipulate anyone. Cyberbullying is very dangerous. And from this forth until the day you die, it's going to be there. Mobile phones aren't going to go extinct. They're going to get more and more and more and more advanced. They're going to get faster and faster and faster. Proverbs 6 verse 19. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Used to be communication with the mouth around a group of people, but now it's on the phone. Someone can sit in their home and destroy the lives of people they've never even met. That's how people steal people's money. They try to tap into your bank details. They try to tap into your emails. How many people's got flawed emails? Fraud emails? From people who don't even know what happens. And they can get into your phone and they can send messages to other people that's not even them. And that's why you need to be so alert of what's going on, causing, sowing discord, causing confusion, always putting the blame, and they twist it, and they put the blame on you, making you feel guilty, responsible, guilty. Guilt is a terrible thing. They will do it in such a way until you feel guilty, and they'll persuade that the way what they have said about you is true. Maybe I am this. Maybe I did do that. And what they're doing is playing with your mind. And see, if your mind goes, young people, your life's destroyed. See, if you've got a healthy mind, you might not have a healthy body, but see, if you've got a healthy mind to think and to pray and to read and to communicate with God, it's a lot. Hospitals are full of people with no mind. But the cyberbully can destroy your mind and make you unstable. And make your mind crack until you're alone. And the devil comes and says, what's your life about anyway? Why are you even living? He's a destroyer. And he wants to take your life. But you know why? Because he can't take your soul if you belong to Christ. But he can destroy your life. And he uses a cyber bully to do that. The devil's not going to walk in as a person dressed in red and say, you, I'm going to destroy your life. He can disguise himself as an angel of light, and he can make your phone light up, and he can destroy you through communication. It happens, and it is happening, and it's going to happen. It's real. It's real. And if you're a Christian, and you really love the Lord, you've got to be strong. Really strong, and watch out. Cyberbullying is a vile occupation that God hates. And Christians can be guilty of it as well. Christians can destroy other Christians through jealousy, through envy, through exactly the same modes. It happens every day. None of us are exempt from being the person. But, in closing, God is loving. God can help. God can save. And God can restore the cyber bully. That's why if you know someone who is a cyberbully, expose him. Because by exposing him of his sin, you can actually help him to find the Lord and get saved or restored. It's an addiction, but the Lord can break this addiction of hurt. How do you react, finally, if you are the victim. You need to be real. It's a real threat. It's a real problem. Because it can destroy you. You know what the first thing you do if this is coming as a friend? Delete them. Delete their name off your phone. Put a thing in your phone that this number will not come up on your phone. If they're your friend on Facebook or any social network, take them off it. Take them off it. Or report them as spam on the net. They'll not be able to do that. Or talk to Johnny. He's an expert in technology. Or he'll go around sorting them out with a big bat. That's what they used to do, a big baseball bat. Well, sorry, maybe you shouldn't do that there. But sometimes, don't do that. Don't do that, okay? Talk to Johnny. Defriend a person. Delete their contacts. If it continues, report it. Tell your teacher. Tell your parents. Tell a friend. Who's got a friend? At least one friend. If you can trust. If you've got a friend you can trust, go and talk to them. If you don't have a friend, go and find a friend. But don't put it in the newspaper because you'll get one of these monkeys. I'll be your friend. Another one. Take all your money. Don't engage with them. I used to think you'd have a war with words. It doesn't work. They're too strong. They're too smart. They're too quick. And they'll get you in the long grass. You ever heard that saying? They'll get you in the long grass. Don't argue with them. Just let them go. Let them go and let the Lord deal with them. God's word is the sword. Use it in the fight. Encourage yourself in the battle because this is life. It's just another form of battle that the devil is using to destroy young people. He hates young people finding God. He hates young people going through with God. And he will destroy the body. He'll destroy the mind. But he can never take the soul because it belongs to the Lord Jesus. Talk to your friends. The devil's behind all these things. He's subtle. He's crafty. And he will take whatever he can. Do whatever he can to break and destroy and defeat the soldier of Christ. But the soldier can't be beaten. He can be hurt, but he can't be beaten. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. That's why young people, these meetings, the fellowship, get to know these young people. Do you realize sitting beside these young people, your potential wife or husband sitting beside you? Yes? Listen to them singing. I know that might put you up, but don't be discouraged. That's okay. But that's what it's about. Befriend each other. Ask Johnny and Sharon. Johnny's been suffering ever since. Just look at him. He's still sitting in the corner. But that's okay. That's life. He's happy now. Because he's going to get chips after. But young people, this is real. And just help each other. I pray it's been a wee blessing to you. In Psalms and Proverbs. Read the scriptures. Nothing is new in this world. Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. This is just a modern day problem of the devil's old game. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.